good. Another good day of practice came out and challenged me. We went to a two-minute situation, another no-huddle situation, really to challenge our guys. Defense made a big play. First play of the two-minute, got an interception. I know, and then offense came back and scored two touchdowns. So that's what you know, it's going to go back and forth, but I still think that as far as the football conditioning, I mean, that's still a work in progress. We're pushing them. Tomorrow is our third day in a row. So we'll have to take a look at how we're doing and be smart with our guys. I think the number one thing is we want to challenge our guys, but maintain our health. Maintain our health. And so that's always a challenge, but it's a good couple days.
Dallas lost a guy yesterday, a starter. Did you have to reinforce to these rookies? This is, you know, don't take the guys to the
ground. Right, yeah. Well, I did it before it started, and then we had another session this morning. You know, just to talk, we took some of our clips and said, avoid this, this we cannot do. You know, if there is anything that was even close. And, you know, we talk about protect our teammates, so it's just showing them. And I know they think I'm going overboard on it, but that's how we want it to be, you know, to keep it to where they have some sort of sense of where we're going with this.
How's Ace this year compared to what it was last year?
Well, those guys, like Leroy Reynolds, you know, just talking to him and Ace, they just feel more comfortable in the system and they're playing freer. I don't know what happened from the last game till now, but sometimes that just happens. They get some time off or time to think about, you know, in their second year, they know what to expect and they just, you know, they mature a little bit. So he's feeling more confident in what's asked of him. And I think that now that we can kind of solidify him, last year we had him playing so many different positions. And we didn't want to do that, but we were trying to utilize his strengths. Now with more talent in the receiving core, we can lock him into a couple things.
Mostly a slot guy?
Yes.
That's going to be his role.
Yeah.
Is he okay with that big wrap on his leg?
Yeah, just precautionary.
I mean, a strain or something?
I don't know.
His jammed wrist.
No, I'm talking about Sanders. He had a big wrap on his leg. Luca
only had a couple, like less than a quarter, I guess, at left tackle last year. When you look back at the tape in that St. Louis game, what did you like about what he did there? And
just as athleticism, I can say this with Luke. What we saw on tape, we really liked. Now, in practice, seeing him in drill work and all the other offensive linemen, he's special. He's a special talent. He's very athletic. He's very smart. He's mature for playing that position. Now, he just needs game reps, and that will be a learning progress, but we just feel like he's really, you know, got a really good upside to him.
Is it almost like second rookie year because he only had a few snaps there?
A little bit, but he was pretty mature when he came in. Okay. You know, I think he's different mentality when he came in, so, you know, in some aspects he'll be going through his rookie year again.
How much do you see the difference of him in the weight room, though? I mean, it's almost noticeable, looks like.
It's been good for him and Brewster, working out together and rehabbing together. It's been very good for both of them. They challenge each other, and it's helped them.
The Clemens will be here tomorrow?
You know what? It's day to day. I did have good conversation with him. I feel much better about it. It's unfortunate. I wish he was here, but I understand. I understand the reasoning, and I didn't have as clear a reasoning yesterday, and that's why maybe, you know, I wanted to find out, but now I understand.
What is the reasoning?
It's personal.
So, no.
He just has some personal things he's working out.
What did you see to be holding their hearts so far, especially because he's going to have a new role?
Right. I think with Toby, he understands. It's a new scheme for him, but I see him picking up pretty quick. I think with Toby, you're going to see him with the pads on. He just appears to me like he's that type of back, like 14th carry, 15th carry. You know, you're going to see his strength and what he does wearing his pads. But what he's seeing out here, everything we'd hope for. You know, crisp, clean, understands his reads, pick things up, three down type back. So, yeah, we're excited about him.
Feel good about his ability to pass and protect as well.
Yes. Yes.
How did Ace deal with you draft two guys his position the second round?
That's good. That's a good. You would hope that it wouldn't get to him. You know, is how we talk to compete within yourself. But I think you can't help but feel it. And for those guys that need external motivation, well, that's what competition's for. And there's a number of guys in the NFL that do need that. So it's just good. I think it's always healthy. It's always healthy for a team. And You know, you can say let's go so much as a coach. The player has to own it and feel it, and I think that's where Ace is at.
Did you talk to him about it?
I did talk to him.
What did you say to him?
Before we drafted, I said there's a strong possibility we could take a couple receivers. So you're doing great. Just always keep that edge to you.
You think how do you deal with it?
No, I just want to remind him. You know, that's new to him. You know, sometimes I think you come in as a rookie year and things happen so fast and you have 60 receptions and you think automatically, next year I'll have 70. That's not how it works. So we had a couple conversations on that.
He's got to step it up.
Just keep going. Just keep going. Don't assume.
Bortles wrapped up his week. I guess not. He's leaving today.
Yes.
How did you step forward from today?
He's good. He's just, I told him, I said, really there's not a lot of pressure on him. And you go out there, and if he makes a mistake, sometimes he'll make another mistake. And I said, that's what you got to learn to deal with. That you're going to make mistakes, but then come back and correct it and move on. And I think that's what he's figured out. Now, that's what happened yesterday. Today I saw him do it. He did a better job of that.
If you talk about Ace being out of Darren Sproles, do you see any comparisons?
No, I don't. I mean, I think there's some traits that Ace has, but Darren Sproles is a back that you put back there, and, that's not Ace. But a lot of the empty sets, what he does and how he runs routes and the matchups and things, similar.
Gus, how nice was it to see Jeremy Harris out here after what he went through last year, and what have you seen out of him in these
games? Well, that was, last year we had hoped after we found out about the injury that he rehabbed it and then got stronger and put on some weight. And because we really liked him coming out. And to see him out there and not have any issues and perform, it's now he's truly like a rookie. He's going through it. Although he understands the defense, being on the field and actually utilizing the techniques are new to him. So we think that he'll progress pretty quick, though, because he does have a good knowledge.
And Demetrius was a player that you guys talked about at the end of the season
that you were
kind of excited about.
Yeah, his length and speed. He's going to be, really competing this year. I think he's another one of those guys that I think is more mature for his age. To come in here, definitely not too big for him. Definitely. And we saw that in, I think it was the Seattle game. He went in there and played and did a nice job. So that's a strong competition there.
New guys on the defensive line, Red and Ziggy, did they come in the first couple days like you expected them to?
Yeah, I think so. I think, with Ziggy, it's a little bit new. He's not head up. Now he's on the edge. Red, very similar. I think Red, for him, the biggest adjustment he'd probably tell you is the heat, playing in this. So, but both adjusting really well. Both really, really like it. Really are excited about it. And they just really have fit in really nice with the rest of the guys.
Your receiver crop for 2 days. How do you evaluate?
What's that?
Your receiver crop after 2 days.
Cecil, obviously, I think is doing really well. I think that then after that, it's a strong competition. Who knows each day. I think with the two young guys, Marquise and Allen, Copeland, I think they're learning. It's a whole new system for them now. Jerry Sullivan, how he teaches route running, is all new. And I know just talking with them yesterday, they were like, this is really good, but I'm just going through how to figure this out. And that's part of the developmental. So they're still in that stage. Then you got Mike Brown, who's just really solid. Mike Brown's challenge is, okay, we know what you can do. You've got to find a way to be productive on special teams. So that's his vision. Hey, special teams, create value on special teams. That'll make you even stronger in this competition. So each one of them has their own little things. Kerry Taylor to Tandon Doss made a couple nice plays out there today. He's also a special teams player. So I think they all sense the more that I can do, the better chance I have to help this team and be a part of it.
How about Ace is a punt returner this year?
That's his vision, to get more north and south. Mm-hmm. That's his challenge. He's been in it, and some of the things he may have got away with in college, he's not getting away with, so he needs to take advantage of that.
Are you looking for somebody else because the stats weren't that great last year?
Yeah, I think the challenges were, our hopes is that Ace is the guy, but, Tandon Doss has done it. That was what was intriguing about him. Will Blackman.
Gus, noticeable weight gain for Kennard.
His
offseason, and he's been all over the place, including as a wideout. What do you envision?
Well, he's still our back, but you'll see sometimes we get to empty, and he's a running back running wide receiver routes, but that's where his position would be. I think you're seeing that he's getting a lot of reps, both him and Todman. And, you know, some of the scheme stuff that we're doing really is to their benefit. And I think, you know, what Jed's got put together and the whole offensive staff is, you know, using Toby's strengths and using, you know, both Todman and D-Rob's strength and Storm. You know, and I think, well, Storm's kind of halfway between both of them. He can do both. So it's just a matter of getting a feel for what their strengths are and utilize them. But we like, you know, D-Rob's had a couple good days.
Could he be a four-point guy if he's not returning? Could he be a kickoff guy, a punt guy?
You know, we tried to get him on that. I think that just watching the special teams drills, I see him understand tackling better. Last year, that was a deficiency of his, I believed, when you saw him on special teams. But now it looks like he understands the concepts. I think those younger guys, too, they understand the importance of special teams and how much of a benefit it is for them.